Danbury 020.
Contact 020.
Range 20,000.
Range 20,000 yards.
Course 255.
Course 255 true.
Speed 13.
Speed 13 knots.
Cowboys.
Well, we're a long way from home. Wake him up!
La flotta naval!
Rapido! Sacca la bandera! Apurate!
Enchanter!
This is the United States Coast Guard. Heave to and prepare to be boarded.
Enchanter, you are U.S. flagged ship and we are going to board you. Heave to now. Go ahead, Senior Chief.
It's a bad one. I think you better send over the video camera.
Jack, come on in. How high is the pile on your desk?
Not this high.
No, it's this high.
What have you got?
You heard about that business in the South Caribbean?
Yeah, a little bit.
I need the pool skinny.
By when?
As soon as you can.
Okay.
Jack.
Yes, sir?
Be discreet.
What do you mean?
You'll find out.
Mysterious. Ooh. I love a mystery.
Brian John P.
Let him through.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You know where you're going?
Yep. Thank you.
Oh,
where do I park?
Right, over there.
Passageway going forward. Master stateroom. Got blood on the deck.
19 cartridges were recovered.
Down there, sir.
as well as the two weapons that fired them.
Below deck now.
Blood samples taken, consistent with the crew, Hardin, and his wife, and his son and daughter. They were killed in their staterooms, apparently, as they slept, dragged topside and thrown overboard. The two men in custody surrendered after a brief attempt to outrun the Coast Guard.
What do we know about them? The men in custody.
Half a dozen arrests for drug trafficking in Bogota, Mr. President.
Drugs.
Suspected ties to the Cali cartel, not Medellin.
You all right, James?
According to DEA.
Why?
Nothing exotic, sir. Straight piracy and murder. It's not the first time.
It's the first time it was a friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
What was that in there? You all right?
Yeah.
Jeez, I've been slept in 36 hours. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. What did you say? Just kidding. Good job. You ought to give diplomacy lessons, Bobby.
I call it the way I see it. That's my job.
James!
And he's yours.
Wait for me.
Shut the door. I promised the American people I would do something about the drugs pouring into this country.
You are. To support the Colombians' efforts against the cartels with equipment and...
And accomplish nothing.
Well?
What do these drug dealers think? We're powerless? Is that what they think? They think they can keep doing this kind of thing and there's no response. Ever.
Are you suggesting a course of action, sir?
Course of action I'd suggest is a course of action I can't suggest.
I'm not sure where that leaves us.
These drug cartels represent a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States.
Bienvenido.
Muy bien,
Juan. Gusto de verte, hermano.
Échale, aquí estoy, esperando. Doña Bola. ¿Ves? Toma. Ándale, pues. Eso. Estoy listo.
Tú sabes lo que has hecho, ¿no?
Maté a un ladrón. Maté a un ladrón que me estaba robando. A mí.
Y a su mujer, y a su hijo, y a su hija. Aparentemente sin pensar en las consecuencias.
Oh, sí, señor. Para que sus hijos tengan la muerte de su padre cuando menos lo espere.
Ese tío era un gran amigo y un aliado político del presidente de los Estados Unidos.
That doesn't surprise me.
It should at the very least concern you.
What are they going to do? Come after me? Arrest me? They're scaring me.
Will you stop long enough for me to tell you something important? Thank you. Listen. You pay me to counsel you, and I'm counseling you. I'm keeping you alive with information. Now, if you disregard my counsel, if you keep running your business the way you have been, with your balls instead of your head, two things will happen. I'll quit, and you'll get killed.
You forgot to tell me about your scouting trip.
No, I didn't.
You made another contact. Who is he?
Castro always asked me the same question about my sources, and I always gave him the same answer.
Yes, but Castro didn't pay you what I pay you.
This one will cost you nothing.
A woman. You're using a woman.
What do you want? Toast or
waffles?
I don't have time for waffles, you
can't. Anybody seen my keys?
Toast.
They're either on the front hall table or in your pocket.
John.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Shoot.
Toast, please.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, pal.
Dad.
Hello.
Oh.
Yes.
It's not supposed to float. It's a submarine. It's a boat that goes underwater.
Jack.
Hello. When?
I thought I had the flu. I'd still think I had the flu if they weren't telling me otherwise.
What are they telling you?
Pancreatic cancer of an aggressive nature, if I heard them right.
Jesus. Well, what does it mean?
I guess it means I'm in big trouble.
No, I mean, can they operate, or...
Maybe. That's what they said, maybe. Which sounds suspiciously like no to me. There's one of them now. Hey, I'm not dead yet. I am in the hospital, which means that I'm not in my office. Which means I don't know what's going on. I need you there.
Where?
In my office, doing my job.
Well, I
hate not knowing what's going on, Jack. You know that.
I wouldn't know the first thing about doing your job, sir.
You've been around. No big mystery. You've been to the White House.
Once. I hated it.
No, you didn't. Want to know about politics in Washington? Four words. Watch your back, Jack.
Bobby, you should be the first to know,
or I guess the third or fourth to know.
I'm appointing Ryan the acting deputy director, intelligence. That'll be a provisional appointment, of course, until James recovers. I want you to get him up to speed on our aid program to the Colombians. He's got to brief the oversight committee and talk him out of another $75 million.
And not make a complete fool out of himself.
What's happening on the Hardin murders?
I'm on it. The president's calling for a full court press.
So, you guys are going to be working together hand in hand.
That's great.
Leave it.
Not a team player, is that what you're saying?
Not a team player. He's a Boy Scout. Goddamn Boy Scout. Believes in loyalty, cleanliness, and not time.
So leave him out of it.
He's a deputy director of intelligence, James. That's going to be a little tricky, don't you think?
Why? What does he need to know?
Nothing. he needs to know nothing, he's going to know nothing. I want a copy of the president's authorization of this new action against the cartels.
You want what?
You heard me.
He doesn't know about it.
Let me explain it to you very simply. This is your deal, not mine. So unless I have written authorization, this thing is over before it begins, because I'm not going to be the only one left without a chair when the music stops.
Reciprocity.
That's a clever name for it.
Revenge is a very, very, very dangerous motivation.
Are you able to handle this operation or not? What I'm looking for here is a simple yes or no.
What you're looking for is a political mess.
Yes or no?
Is that what they want? Because that's what this is.
They want what every first-term administration wants, a second term.
I don't imagine the boys on the hill have approved this.
Señor, la cuenta, por favor.
Have they?
Is that a no?
I want the money in my account before I move an inch.
You got it.
Need a ComSat link.
You got it.
An insertion team.
You can have a brigade.
I don't want a friggin' brigade. I just need 12 men who understand discretionary warfare. Special ops people, Spanish speak.
Cutter will get the military.
How are you today, sir?
Very well.
What is the purpose of your visit?
Business.
What kind of business are you in?
I sell tractors. Well, I build them, then I sell them.
And how long will you be staying?
A few days.
It's a risk. I know it's a risk. But what's the alternative? Zapping a retina with 6,000 rads of cobalt? That is not a pretty picture.
Well, prettier than a tumor spreading into the cranial sac.
Enough already about the eyeball.
What is your name?
I'm trying to have my lunch.
Listen, I'm hungry.
Starved.
Because we could forget about lunch.
Oh, we did that last time, remember?
Do I remember? Do you? Maybe I should refresh your memory.
Maybe you should. Excuse me, your table is ready now.
Give it to somebody else. I'll get a cab.
Moira?
Oh, hi. Oh,
I thought that was you.
How are you? How's Jack?
He's great.
Just great.
You still with the FBI?
Oh, yeah, in the director's office.
Who was that?
My new friend, Senor Roberto Landa.
Ooh.
Doesn't he look like Jack?
Well, does he?
I can't quite see. Only Latin.
A Latin Jack Ryan? Oh, well, this I have to see.
I have to go. Bye.
Well, we know it's not piracy. Pirates steal boats. These guys have plane tickets. Miami to Bogota the morning after the killings.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Well, we're sneaking up on a motive here. Dan Murray, Bureau.
Ralph Williams, DEA.
Ralph, said anything yet?
Yeah, we're innocent.
Till the DA offers him a deal.
He already has. Regular or extra crispy.
He was either referring to fried chicken or the electric chair.
What are you picturing here? A hit on a respectable American businessman and his family?
You're assuming he's respectable.
We have memos, letters, credit card statements.
Yeah, we've got personal income tax, income tax,
article incorporation,
annual reports.
Everything you could need to break his code.
What's this?
Old high school yearbook.
Sweetheart's football team.
How you think?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see what we've got here.
No cream.
Wasn't any cream.
People are big on birthdays. Let's start there. Bet your ATM code of your birthday.
Close.
In reverse? All right, his birthday is. Oh, it'd be too easy, wouldn't it? Let's try it. In reverse? No. Twice. No. Sons.
This could take
months.
No.
Months.
Sons in reverse. This is for you. No. Wives in reverse. No. Daughters in reverse.
You gotta change your ATM code.
No. Daughters. No.
Wives not.
Got it. I got it. Wife's birth month, daughter's day, son's year. But it's not in reverse. Sorry.
Print me up that one, will you? It's my boy. And then 3 years ago, Hardin received a large infusion of foreign investment capital, which he invested wisely in 20 major shopping centers from Fort Worth to Atlanta. I say wisely because in the middle of the recession, he posted record profits, at least to the IRS, who he apparently feared more than his own partners. To them, according to the stockholder statements he was giving them, the shopping centers weren't doing nearly as well. They were. He was just skimming the lion's share of the profits, $650 million, and putting it in numbered accounts in Luxembourg, Panama, and the Cayman Islands. They killed him for it.
Who?
His partners.
Who were his partners?
Well, it seems clear that he was laundering money for the Colombian drug cartels.
Jesus. I knew the man for 40 years. We went to school together. We almost went into business together.
That would have been good.
Oh, man, the press is going to have a field day with this.
No one outside of this room knows anything about it.
They will. They always do.
It'll come up. You're absolutely right about that. But when it does, we'll downplay your relationship with Hardin somehow.
What?
What?
Diffuser.
Why, you disagree?
No. Actually, yes. Forgive me, but I would go in the other direction. If a reporter asked if you and Hardin were friends, I'd say no, we're good friends. If they asked if you were good friends, I'd say no, no, we're lifelong friends. I would give them no place to go. Nothing to report. No story. No sense defusing a bomb after it's already gone off.
See him?
All right. Move your team 2 meters to the left. That's it. Stop. Touch that light-colored grass. Sniper at your feet.
Nothing here, Sergeant Major.
Damn.
He is good.
That was close. How's he moving so fast?
See him. Come in. Straight in. Now, run! Keep coming.
Stop. To your left. To your left. And stop! Sniper at the feet. Oh, what is it?
Get lunch here, Sergeant Major.
McDonald's, quarter pounder.
Cheese.
Damn. Damn.
That's four.
All right, you won this one. Come on out. Soldier, how did you get that close to me?
Sniper! Approach the instructor by being a sneaky bastard! Sergeant Major!
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
I saw you on the sniper course. You look good. Just about finished here, aren't you, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to taking some leave with that young wife and kids?
Don't have any young wife and kids, sir.
What do you have? I mean, you don't call anybody with great frequency, don't write many letters, don't receive them.
Who are you, sir, if you don't mind my asking?
Mr. Clark and I are putting together a special mission. The group commander wants my team to be a part of it. You'd be gone a couple of months, maybe six, after which, if you're not dead, you'd have your choice of assignments in special ops.
And that appears to be diffusing an issue that was snowballing into yet another scandal for this administration.
The New York Times is reporting that you and Harden were good friends. Is that true?
No, not quite. We weren't good friends. We were lifelong friends.
I said that. I said that. I told him to say that. What?
I didn't say anything.
Maybe you're thinking something.
Yeah. No. I was just distracted by how much trouble you were having with your ensemble today. Come on, Sally. Hurry up.
Not every day you have to look trustworthy.
Who told who to say what, Dad?
It's not important.
I can walk with you. I know.
The president?
Yeah.
Mom says she makes more money than a president.
Yeah.
Bye, Dad.
She's probably right. Bye.
I want to thank you, Dr. Ryan, for the information you've shared with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Senator.
I agree we have to help the Colombians in their struggle to curtail the drug cartel's activities. However, I'm confused. How do you see additional funds alone advancing this program from the utter failure that it is? You see what I'm getting at?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
You said this effort would be totally benign on our part.
Well, the finding clearly states that our assistance is limited to supply and advice only, Senator.
I know I've read that. I've also read a similar finding written 35 years ago this week regarding a little thought of sliver of jungle in Southeast Asia.
I'm sorry, you're comparing our request for supplemental anti-drug funds to Vietnam?
I'm comparing it to every instance a legislative body such as this is asked to render judgment based on less than all the facts.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know what to say to that.
You could begin by assuring us we have been given all the facts.
I thought I had.
You could further assure us, then, that this increase in funds, this escalation, to use your word, will not be used for any covert military action.
I don't know how you're getting to this.
Long experience, sir. No troops, then. I enunciate that clearly because I don't want there to be any mistake.
No troops.
You could say I have your word on that.
You couldn't be, because you do.
Dog tags. Take them off. Pass them forward. Check your pockets for anything that can be used for identification.
We're feet dry. Get ready.
Good luck, boys. Go get them.
Okay, let's take her down now. We're going down.
Jack.
Morning.
Ryan. Come on in. You know everyone?
Yes, yes.
Coffee, bagel?
Coffee, black, please.
So, how's the family?
Good, sir.
When am I going to meet the other doctor, Ryan?
She's dying to meet you, sir.
Good, good. Sit down.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, the cash is still there, hmm?
In Hardin's offshore accounts.
$650 million.
And change.
And we have the account numbers.
Yes, sir.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get it.
Let's get it?
Let's get it. Let's turn this thing around. $650 million and change. It's worth 10 times that in political capital. What?
Connection between Hardin and the cartels is a theory.
Theory?
A theory of mine.
It's a theory.
Well, I know the money is there, but who exactly Hardin was working for, I don't know that exactly. And I think we would have to establish that before we could seize the money.
So, go down there and establish it.
Go where?
Columbia.
Who, me?
I leave you alone for 2 weeks, and you walk straight into a big bear trap.
I don't know what I was thinking.
You were thinking about impressing the President of the United States, and you shouldn't do that. November.
January.
Last year. There's a guy down there, at least he used to be. Clark. We go way back. Good man. If he hit a brick wall, look him up.
Admiral Greer? Chemotherapy.
Ah, shit. Here we go again. How's Ritter behaving?
Ritter, oh. Ritter's Ritter. He's leaving me alone.
Are you sure? Watch it, Michael. Look.
How are you feeling today, Admiral?
Okey-dokey.
All right, now we're going to get you in the room. We've got some warm blankets for you. It's just going to take a few minutes. We'll get you lying right down there, and we'll get you back up to your room and all comfortable. It's a little bit of nausea from yesterday.
This is not standby to copy, over. Variable, this is Knife. Standby to copy, over.
Knife, this is Variable. Your signal is 5x5, over.
Clear.
Chicken is in the pot, Owen.
Cook it.
Roger that.
Honey!
I'm late.
Bye. Have a good trip. I'm not going to say it.
Don't.
Be careful.
your brothers.
Brothers.
Don't do that. Give Dr. Ryan a little bit more air back here, please. Bulletproof. We don't have a picture. Escobedo's intelligence officer. We don't have a name either, but we know he exists.
Invisible man, huh?
Luis, put your hands together. No, your hands together.
Good.
Luis,
watch the cantor.
Yes, very good.
Right with your leg.
Yes.
Good.
We lost another plane.
Now go to a shorter trot.
Okay.
Cuidado con las diagonales.
Who is doing this?
If I had to guess?
No, that is not what I asked you to guess. I can guess. Someone has been talking to the drug police.
Now that's impossible. If anyone spoke to the police, I would be the first to know.
Ernesto.
You think one of the others is trying to ruin me? To steal my business after what I did to the American?
I guess that wasn't quite the deterrent you thought it would be.
Find out who it is.
Ven acá, Olivia, ven acá.
What do you make of this, Colonel?
An opportunity, Sipo.
Afternoon. Messages, please.
Dr. Ryan?
Thank you.
Clark. Sorry I'm late.
I got 10 minutes.
Okay. I mean, I'm positive that Harden was tied into the cartels. It's definitely drug money.
But you can't prove it. So far. Mind if I ask you a question?
No.
Why are you telling me all this? I've been out of the game for a long time.
Oh, well, I was told that you were wired in down here, that you knew the town, the people, that you were a player.
Who told you that?
Jim Greer.
How's he doing?
Well, he's not good. It's cancer.
He's a good man.
Best.
You a coffee drinker, Dr. Ryan?
Yeah, I like coffee.
Try the Lindo brand.
Lindo.
I think you'll like it.
Mr. President, I've got some good news.
Good?
Harden's partner down here was someone you may have heard of, Ernesto Escobedo.
Escobedo?
Yeah, figures.
Now, is this another of your theories, Ryan?
No, sir, I think we can call this one fact. Escobedo, like every other drug lord down here, was also running legitimate businesses. And Harden was doing business with these businesses.
Importing, among other things, coffee. Which in and of itself means nothing, but...
He was paying a little bit too much for this coffee. $6,200 a pound, if my arithmetic is correct.
Well, that's expensive coffee.
Yes, sir, I'd have to agree.
Well, this is good news. I think this does it.
Sir, I also have some other news which is not so good.
Oh, God.
DEA here feels that the Colombian government would want the seized funds.
Or at least large portion of them.
Well, this is our money.
Well,
this is our money. We found it.
We could try telling them that.
Try? Tell them. Or don't tell them. I don't care.
Sir, with all due respect...
This is our money. Just tell them that.
I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know where to start. I'm not a negotiator.
Don't you know someone in their government?
I went to school with their attorney general.
Jacobs will come down. He'll take care of it. He'll negotiate.
Yes, sir.
This is our money.
Thank you.
I hate this job.
Mira, necesito dos bolsas.
Cuidado con eso. Cuidado.
Sí, yo tengo 3 kilos.
¿Cuánto tienes?
Oye, Lucho, apúrate.
Whoever did this to me is dead! Do you hear me? Are you listening to me?
We'll go over it from the plane.
Mr. Jacobs, could you sign these before you leave?
Oh, Liz, did you speak to my wife?
Yes.
Where?
Why don't you call in sick tomorrow? And the next day. I won't tell anybody.
Just because you're not here doesn't mean there's nothing to do. Your itinerary?
You're going to argue with me about this? You work too hard. Adios.
Have a good time.
Director Jacob's office. Oh, yes, hello. All right.
Landa y Landa. Roberta Landa, please. This is Moira Wolfson.
One moment, please, Miss Wolfson. I'll see if I can find him. I think he's on the factory floor someplace. Hold on, please.
Yes?
Moira Wolfson is calling. I told her you were on the factory floor.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Moira.
Hi. Are you free in the next couple of days?
Next couple of days?
I am. My boss is leaving the country.
Can I call you later?
All right, call me at home. Bye.
Okay.
afternoon. Good news in the fight against drugs. I wish to announce that an investigation by the Department of Justice has identified several bank accounts from Luxembourg to the Cayman Islands used for laundering drug money on an unprecedented scale. In cooperation with five foreign governments, we have taken the necessary steps to seize those funds, which amount to over $650 million.
Shit.
Also to seize 20 real estate joint venture investments here in the United States, which were the primary agencies in the laundering operations.
Mr. President, you did say $650 million?
That's right. It is $650 million and change.
They're stealing my money!
Elizabeth?
What's our take?
I'm sorry?
What's our take?
Our take? It's hard to say at the moment.
No, it isn't.
It's hard to describe
the... You're stealing my money. I made it, and you're stealing it!
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Can we speak with FBI Director Jacobs about this matter?
Director Jacobs is not available for comment.
Someone will die for this.
He's personally involved in this investigation. As you can imagine, he and his team are pretty busy at the moment.
This avenue has to be avoided. They'll be coming from the airport, up Avenida Aeropuerto El Dorado, all the way to Gran America. Santa Fe is our spot. As much as I would love to be here for this, I have to take care of some business in Washington. Tying up some loose ends.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Bye.
Hello?
The machine is still on, Moira.
Hi.
Ferris.
How are you?
Ambassador.
Hi. Good to see you. This will bring you up to date.
Oh, terrific.
All right. Let's go.
So how's the food?
It's like Mexican food. You
I hate Mexican food.
My secretary knows about America is what she reads in travel brochures and People magazine. How's the place?
Come inside and find out.
Okay. It's, awful.
You shouldn't drink the water.
Well, they put water in your room, but I wouldn't trust it. I'd stick with the bottle stuff.
brush your teeth with?
Use the bottled water. You'll be in the can all the time you're here.
A hold up with the government connection?
Yeah, that's a big connection, no doubt.
Thank you. I have a call for Dr. Ryan. Just a moment. Please transfer Dr. Ryan's call to 451.
10 members of the escort party were also killed and 8 wounded. 5 of the dead have been identified as security personnel attached to the...
Okay. Don't tell me you're in this thing.
Right in the middle of it. Honey, Dan was killed. Damn, Murray.
Listo. Vamos.
It was 10 feet away. There was nothing I could do. I'm coming home.
Thank God.
I love you.
I thought his going down there was a secret.
It was.
Then I don't get it. What happened?
Nobody knows.
How stupid are these people?
Believe they can do anything.
You know what? They're wrong.
Yes, sir.
They're wrong. They directly challenge the sovereign power of the United States.
No more sending messages. Once they get the message, whether the phone rings or not.
Those are his words?
They sound like his words. He can't be clear when clarity is exactly what he wants to avoid. What he means is the gloves come off.
Yeah. Y el caminadito y esos mulitos, oye, qué rico. Y cuando se menea y todo se sonríe, oye.
I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't. I wish I had done it. They deserved it, but it wasn't me.
Who did that?
You know, you have no answers. Is this the way it was with Castro? No answers?
You don't want to hear an answer.
Yes, I do.
It was done to look like you did it by one of the others, as you suspected. It's always a friend who hates you most.
Give me the phone.
Rojas.
Did you do this thing?
Did I do this thing? Are you calling to ask me if I did this thing? You don't consult with us. You put us in danger.
And now you have the arrogance to want me to believe that it wasn't you.
It wasn't Enrique.
You have invited the Americans to retaliate against all of us.
I swear, I had nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Why do you expect me to listen to you when you're lying to me? Goodbye, Enrique.
No, no, no.
Don't hang up. We must have a meeting. As soon as possible to straighten this thing out. Tomorrow night. No, I am not telling you. I am asking you.
May we please have a meeting tomorrow night?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
Said to him, but it was right.
Jacobs and his secretary getting killed on the same day?
He wasn't secretary, he was an assistant member of the security detail.
Who?
I don't remember his name.
I'm talking about Moira.
What?
Moira. You remember Jacob's secretary.
I know Moira, honey. What are you talking about?
She said he was a Latin Jack Ryan.
He was.
Well, that's what you called him.
No, the point is he's Latin. Which in my mind connects her death and Jacob's beyond the mere fact that they work together.
You saw somebody you think is responsible for both killings?
Yes. She didn't.
She did.
I saw him from a distance, from behind.
Medium height, medium build, etc.
Mind if I look at these?
Is that what the people from the cabin said?
Yeah.
Did you check out these calls to Venezuela?
Disconnected.
Okay. So you have no leads, huh?
Oh, I have a lot of leads. I have a fictitious name on a register. I have a stolen phoned-in credit card number. I have two eyewitnesses, one of whom is in the room, who saw a guy but really didn't see him.
Wait. Excuse me. Could you play that again?
Yes, sir.
The machine is still on, Moira.
Hi. You have a recording of the killer's voice. Maybe.
Jack, I think we got someone here. This is from the answering machine, and this was recorded yesterday. I'll play it for you.
Okay.
The machine is still on, Moira.
All right.
And?
He's scared. He should be. I don't know what he said to him, but it was right.
Mm-hmm. Kurt, run a match on that.
Machine's still on, Moira.
Is it Cuban?
Yes.
35 to 45, educated in the United States. Eastern United States. That's the voice. Same voice. You're sure?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Machine.
90%.
I need a name.
You're talking about hundreds of thousands of voices?
I know. I need a name, and I need a recording.
That's your new target, unless it's not big enough.
Variable, this is Easy Rhino. Do you copy? Over.
Loud and clear, Easy Rhino.
Do we have a gig? Over.
That's a Raj. target is lit. Start the music.
Into attack. It goes off. Target is acquired and lit. Coming down.
Fernandez. Vega. Looks like a full house.
Alex, why doesn't he fix this road?
Shit. Thought we had everybody. Keep the target painted.
Sir.
Zero. Impact with high order detonation. Have a nice day.
The man's completely out of control. He has no. The man's completely out of control. Completely out of control.
His name is Cortez. Felix Cortez. He was a colonel in Cuba's intelligence service until a few years ago disappeared. Turned up working for the Machicheros terrorist group in Puerto Rico.
Disappeared again, then yesterday, we taped him talking to a Cali cartel subject. Look, I'll fax you what I have on him. If he shows up, pick him up for me, will you?
You know I can't do that.
No, I don't mean you. I mean the police, the Colombians.
The Colombian police, Jack, do not pick up members of the cartel. I mean, unless they've got some kind of a death wish. I mean, you've been down here.
Considerables propiedades.
Wait a minute. Oh, Jesus. Jack, something's happened here.
People were killed, including women and children. Colombian police report that the bomb exploded in a car belonging to one of Rojas' associates.
Jack? Jack?
Yeah, are you watching this?
Yeah.
This just happened?
Just now. Look, send me all the stuff and we'll put a tail on him if we spot him.
If he's still alive, I gotta go.
Cops claim the violence is part of a bitter on.
You said it was going to be a surgical strike.
It was perfect.
That's a kid they just brought out on NBC.
Take the gloves off, hurt them. That's what you said.
I know what I said, Bobby.
You're changing your mind now. It's a little late for that.
No, I'm not changing my mind. I hadn't counted on this kind of collateral damage. Neither did he.
It'll be interpreted just like I said it would. A rivalry that ended in the blast of a car bomb.
Morning, Rose. Finished the report?
Hot off the press.
Thanks. Any chances any of these bombing victims' names are aliases?
No. All IDs have been confirmed. Who are you hoping for?
He's not here, he's not here. Cortez, he's not here. Why was Operations copied on this?
Ritter requested it.
Ritter, huh? You look very nice today.
Thank you.
happens when a car bomb goes off?
Explodes.
Right. Blows up and out. And a missile?
Mm-hmm.
This deeper crater?
That's characteristic.
Okay, bring up the satellite phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
HMX and DND. Which, when you mix it 70-30, you get a compound called octal.
Put enough explosives in the back of a car and you'll get a crater that big.
It's very stable.
Yeah, but would it still be in it?
Very expensive.
The car, the truck, whatever, would it still be in the crater?
Very violent.
I think it'd be blown to bits. There'd be pieces of it all around here.
And where's octal made?
Lots of places. Europe, the U.S. But nobody uses it. Nobody can afford it except the military.
An aerial bomb would do that. But that's not an aerial bomb.
It's not.
No.
There is also a cellulose residue on everything.
There should be shrapnel here and here. But there isn't.
No bomb fragments.
We have something in common. Neither of us can implement policy without at least tacit authorization from our employer. We have something else in common. We both know there are American troops in Colombia fighting an illegal war. I will be staying at the Hotel Paloma de Oro in Panama City on Wednesday. I suggest we meet.
Here, and there's a lot of it. I'm also looking at 100 to 150 men armed, waiting around for something. Over.
Colombian army, over.
Negative. They look like mercenaries.
Over.
All right. Get on back here. Abort mission. I say again, abort mission. Out. 150 armed men, huh?
Arms, please.
Thank you for responding to my note so promptly. You should know that I have nothing to do with the death of Mr. Jacobs. It was an act of madness, but a typical one from the men I work for.
What do you want?
Same as you. Mineral war.
Can we agree that as long as Americans demand drugs, someone will supply them?
Look, I don't want to be here any longer than I have to. You said something in your facts about a gang war. What does that mean?
That you and I want the same thing.
Same thing? Really?
Only so far you've done all the work. You've taken care of the little fish. I will take care of the one that got away. Once Escobedo is gone, I will be in the position to help you.
You want to help me, huh?
Your country, your people, by restructuring the drug trade, by regulating it. What would you say if I promise you I will reduce the cocaine shipments to your country by half?
I'd say you've been using too much of your product.
I can also promise you regular quotas on major arrests that your police can take credit for. Imagine that. Dramatic seizures, drastic reductions, no more senseless violence. You'll have your victory.
In return for what?
Well, I also need a victory. To establish my position with what is left of the cartel. So I can help you. I need to defeat those soldiers blowing up everything they see. Give me maps of their locations. Cut off their communications.
DEA is sending the audio surveillance tape. I haven't got it yet.
You know what you think about when you're lying here? You know you're going to die. You think that's all right. You lived a long time. You had a family that loved you. You had a job that you thought made a difference, that you thought was honorable. And then you see this.
I'm afraid if I dig any deeper, like what I find.
You took an oath. If you recall, when you first came to work for me, and I don't mean to the National Security Advisor of the United States, I mean to his boss. And I don't mean the president. He gave you word to his boss. You gave you word to the people of the United States. Your word is who you are. What else you got there?
And the situation in East Timor seems to have stabilized during the day.
Right. Is that it?
Except for the other thing. We've accomplished a lot. We're seeing tangible results. Drug shipments are down. Price on the street is rising. Perception is that the administration is doing something right.
What's the bad news?
I'm concerned about this latest incident of the car bomb coming so soon after Jacob's assassination. It's just the kind of thing reporters live for. They'd love to try to make a connection there.
And you think they will?
I think it's time the whole thing went away.
If that's what you think.
I think so.
Then it should go away. It never happened.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's possible. It would be a lot easier if you told me whose system you wanted me to break into.
Good morning, Dr. Ryan.
Morning.
Beyond birthdays now. I'm going to have to write a special program here. Right. Okay, sweetheart. Let's get to work.
My God.
Yeah.
Here we go.
After you get the code, wait until he's off his system before you log on, because he will know it when you do.
Jesus, Petey, it's too late.
Oh, my God.
Jack?
Morning. Listen, I was just thinking, maybe we got off to a bad start here. We're going to be working together here. Maybe we should spend some time and get to know each other a little better.
You play tennis?
Hmm?
Tennis. You play tennis?
Yeah, I play tennis.
Well, how about we get together sometime? Next week, maybe. Hour before we start work or something.
Jack.
Yeah.
Computer theft is a serious crime.
So are crimes against the Constitution.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you.
jail, pal.
What is that? What do you think you have there?
You broke the law.
You are such a Boy Scout. Look at you.
You see everything in black and white.
No, no, no. Not black and white, Ritter. Right and wrong.
Well, you see? There you go again.
Why was I kept out of it?
You weren't kept out of it. You're neck deep in it. You went before Congress, and you got the money for it. You went before Congress, and you lied to
me. I never lied to Congress.
You lied.
You know I didn't lie to Congress.
You advised.
Oh, give me
you
that.
Told them no troops. There are troops,
Jack. I didn't know that. You know I didn't know that.
No, I have no recollection of that. That's the term you have to learn.
Who authorized this?
I'm sure they'll ask you that.
Who authorized this?
I have no recollection, Senator.
I did not sign up for this. This is somebody's bullshit political agenda. Who authorized this? Cutter?
Cutter couldn't tie his shoes without permission.
If I go down, you're going with me.
Wrong again.
I have an autographed get out of jail free card. The president authorizes the deputy director CIA, Robert Ritter, to conduct Operation Reciprocity, including all support necessary to such activity. This operation is deemed important to the national security of the United States, etc., etc., etc.
You don't have one of these, do you, Jack?
Ray! The world is gray, Jack!
Admiral James Greer devoted his life to his country and his family, giving selflessly of both his wisdom and his love. He served his country for more than 50 years, enlisting in the Navy at 17, graduating from the Academy, achieving 3 stars for his flag. He lived through tumultuous events in his country's life. He participated in them. He made them clearer to the rest of us with his knowledge, his honesty, his integrity, and his courage.
I can't see them, but I know they're down there. 5 kilometers due east from your position. Forward, we'll trap them.
Never, though, was he deluded into thinking that one man could solve the ills of the world. Always the soldier on the battlefields of the South Pacific, Korea, Vietnam, and Washington, he fought as part of a unit to preserve the ideals.
Knife, this is variable, over.
On his nation.
Knife, this is variable, over.
The refuge of the earth, we entrust our friend's body. To the protection of our God in heaven, we entrust his soul. To ourselves, we entrust his spirit. and the principles he lived by. We're going to miss you, James.
Dr. Jack Ryan?
This is he.
Jack?
Oh, Gene.
Gotta hear this.
Okay.
Picked it up this morning on itinerant frequencies.
Hey, well, this is not. I am not receiving, but I said we are under heavy attack. We need air support. Over.
Be in Bogota 7:50 p.m.
Yeah?
It's Ritter.
Where the fuck have you been? I've been calling.
You noticed we have a problem.
A problem? We got a disaster. I can't get through to my men.
Yeah, we had to shut down the satellite link. Clark.
Had to what?
It's Ryan. He found out everything. Threatened to walk up the hill if we didn't shut down the operation.
Okay. Okay. It shut down. Just give me some air and my men are out of there.
Clark, maybe you're not hearing me. There is no air. There is nothing. We are shut down.
I'm on a plane. I'm going to kill him. Minner?
You don't have to get on a plane. He's coming to you.
Arriving on American Airlines at 1950 hours with no security.
Who is this?
National Security Advisor James Cutter, Mr. Clark.
Assuring you that once Ryan's gone, we're back online. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Don't be an asshole. I came here to find you.
You found me. Get in.
All right. All right.
Behind the wheel.
Clark. Drive. Get rid of Ryan, and we're back in business, right?
How much is it?
$2 million.
for a test flight.
Yes, of course. You just have to leave a deposit.
How much is that?
$2 million.
Would you take a company check?
Yes.
Here we go.
She's a big son of a bitch, ain't she?
You have any time in this type?
9 o'clock.
Get out of my chopper.
No. My chopper.
Let's go.
Extraction point is here, in this gorge.
I got it.
No place to hide.
Blood trails everywhere. They all lead to the river.
These are the falls we saw from the air.
That is to be about 50 meters down.
You left us! Wait, hey, no support at all! But you left us out to dry! You son of
a... Easy, sir! Easy! Easy!
You!
That is fault!
Whose fault is it?
It's my fault. It's my fault.
I was on point when the last attack came, over a mile away. By the time I got back, it was over. They were taking the captain also.
The others?
I buried them.
To the town. They loaded the prisoners here. Blood everywhere. God knows where they are now.
Mr. Bader knows.
What are you going to do?
Knock on his door?
morning. I'd like to see Ernesto Escobedo. I don't have an appointment.
Gracias.
Okay. I'm sub. I'm sub.
Hola.
It's a tape recorder.
He's in.
Bird, this is variable. Over.
Dr. Ryan, come in. Sit down. What can I do for you?
Well, I didn't know who else to turn to. I have a problem. An associate of mine, a coffee buyer, and his assistant were on a business trip in this area. They unexpectedly disappeared yesterday. I'm very concerned.
Coffee buyer?
It's very important to me to find them.
Coffee buying is becoming a very dangerous business.
Yes. Yes, well, it was for Peter Hardin. He was a client of Lindo Coffee.
Lindo Coffee has many clients.
Well, you must have heard of this one. He owed your company a great deal of money.
Oh? Well, I'll have to talk to accounting about that.
$650 million. And change.
Are you offering to help me with the collection of an unpaid debt?
No.
What are you offering?
A trade. Felix Cortez has sold you out. His next move is to murder you, your family, and to take over the cartel. Where's my tape recorder? Play the tape.
Meet my new friend, Dr. Ryan.
Doctor, why is somebody sick? What does he want?
The safe return of his associates.
And, what does he offer us in return?
You.
Whatever this man has told him is a lie. He lies for a living.
He's in the intelligence business.
Exactly.
You're in the intelligence business.
You've taken care of the little fish. I will take care of the one that got away. Once Escobedo is gone, I will be in the position to help you.
So?
You want to help me?
The question is...
My recent factory.
What am I supposed to do with you?
No!
Well, I guess I'm supposed to be able to put this back!
Get up.
Some major arrests that your police can take credit for. Dramatic seizures, drastic reductions, no more violence to speak of. You'll have your victory.
Return for what?
No one. Prisoners.
Thank you.
Lindo Coffee Factory.
Thank you. President will see you now, sir.
Jack, I'm glad you're here. Chinook, can I get you anything?
No.
Come on, sit down.
I would prefer to stand, sir.
Some things have gone on here that I'm just becoming aware of. I was kept in the dark, as you were, for a very long time. Troubling things.
Yeah.
And now we have to sort them out. We have to figure out who is responsible for what and what to do about it. And we have to do this very delicately, otherwise people might get the wrong idea.
We have to lie.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't.
You're upset.
I'm upset.
Well, it's understandable. You mind if I give you a bit of advice? Of course, you know this because you're a smart guy. You should never make important decisions while you're upset.
You did. And American soldiers and innocent civilians are dead because of it.
I never ordered any...
No, don't even think about playing that game with me. I will not let you dishonor their memories by pretending you had nothing to do with it.
How dare you come in here and lecture me?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you come into this office and bark at me like some little junkyard dog? I am the President of the United States.
It gives me no pleasure to do it, sir. As Acting Deputy Director of Intelligence, it is my duty to report this matter to the Senate Oversight Committee.
You're not going to do that?
I'm not.
No, no. You've got yourself a chip in the big game now. You're going to tuck that away. You are going to save that for a time when your own ass is on the line. And then you're going to pull it out. And I'm going to cash it in for you. Right?
I don't think I have anything more to say to you, sir.
The country can't afford another scandal, Jack. To protect itself, it won't allow the possibility of another deception that goes all the way to the top. You'll take the blame. Cutter and Ritter will take some too, but it won't amount to much. They'll get a slap on the wrist. And then $20,000 an hour on the lecture circuit. The rest of the blame will fall on Greer. Oh, yeah, you'll take him down with you. You'll destroy his reputation. But that's as far as it'll go. The old Potomac two-step, Jack.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I don't dance.
Ron, have you got a minute?
No.
We need to talk. Ryan!
The committee will please come to order. The chair will now call Dr. John Ryan. Dr. Ryan, thank you very much for appearing before the committee today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give before this committee is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Dr. Ryan, you may consider yourself under oath. Please be seated.